his friends, the Shir Shabbat specialist for Avi Marim and Razi Shayuchiu. The Gemara Maseches Brachos says, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Hayetzeh B'minalim Amitulayim. You may not go out wearing patched shoes. Mesele Reb Chia Bar Abba. This supports the statement of Chia Bar Abba and Reb Chia Bar Abba. Gnel Tam Chacham Shayetzeh B'minalim Amitulayim. So Reb Chia Bar Abba says it's disgraceful for a Torah scholar to go out wearing patched shoes. The Gemara says, is that really so? Ini Reb Chia Bar Abba Nafik. Reb Chia Bar Abba did go out with patched shoes. And just the Gemara, the son of Nachum said, it's only prohibited when the shoe has a patch upon a patch. And we said this only in regard to patches on the upper part of the shoe. But if the patch is on the sole, this doesn't apply. And with regard to patches on the upper part of the shoe, we only said this when he's out on the road. But in his house, we need not be concerned. This is only when it's in the summer, but in the winter, there's no problem. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Mosagishamim, there's no problem. So now we're going to see what the Rav says about it. This is Ein Hayah, page 30, Osnun Gimel. Roi shi yikne adim im chelek ha-akpada al rega shayofi shu misnaig bo b'chotzon yuso. Gam kein herga shelo b'shvil ha-akpada sa rega shlim tzara kora sroch la-atzmo me yusar ha-rega shazeh. Ki b'rova chitzoni yis yagish bo zula sa yoser me adam atzmo. El Sharay Lishtamish Gamkin Bezos Hakpedim Hagbalaseha, La Romim as Hanefish Lamailas Abisrain Bimalas El Yona, Shalmaid Alexani Lechabrich Los Savid. Beautiful. Very often, when the Rav is the first line of the Rav's explanation of the Agarta, he drops Mamishabam. So this is great. It's fitting for a person to acquire, together with his being concerned with this feeling of beauty that he displays externally, he should also have a feeling that it is not this desire to be aesthetic, to look good, should not just be about himself, but rather he should use it to elevate his love of his friend. What is hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. And with the additional care and precision that is fitting for a gentle and straight soul. In other words, a person has to be careful when he wants to look good. His thought should be, I want to prevent that my friend should see something that's unpleasant. None of us like to see things that are eyesores. Isn't that an interesting word? An eyesore. It hurts your eyes. So when we're involved with other people, when we're dealing with other people, we should be very careful not to cause sores to their eyes. To prevent from my friend that unpleasant feeling that's aroused when he sees something unpleasant, and certainly something that's simply ugly. And one's kavanah should also be not only to prevent your friend from this feeling of displeasure, this uncomfortable feeling, but rather to add onto your friend pleasure, that he should be able to look at it and say, isn't that beautiful? Everybody likes to look at something beautiful. And through this hergel, this being accustomed to This will bring him a hergel of akpadas hayofi, of being careful about beauty, hatavas hamidos, and improving your midos. This being careful about midi will improve your midos, midim ruv, in a great way. And therefore there's going to be a distinction between when your friend can see it and when your friend can't see it. In the previous shtiklach, and this Gemara, the Rav has been talking about beauty and aesthetics, and we saw in the last Gemara, the last shtikl, that Chiya Bar Abba would go out when there was one patch, but not two patches. Why? Because one patch shows that you don't care too much about beauty, don't overemphasize beauty. But if you go out with two patches, that's already a zilzel, that's already showing you don't care at all. And that's also not good. So to find this balance, he went out with one patch and not two patches. So here also you have to find the balance. On one hand, you have to care about beauty, but the beauty shouldn't be about yourself. Oh, everyone's going to look at me, how great I look. No. It should be about your friend. And therefore, when your friend sees you, you're going to be more careful. And when your friend doesn't see you, you're going to be less careful. Because what we're doing here is we're not being mezalzel in beauty. That's something that Hashem created for our pleasure, for our benefit. But at the same time, it should be used in the service of good midos. Alkain, begilda. If we're talking about a gilda, what's a gilda? Gilda, the sole of the shoe, she'ein roeh, that you don't see. Afi shebatzmo magish gam king tzas istenisus me'amar mechorshel tlag abe tlai. Even though you feel uncomfortable, because it's tlai al gabe tlai, this is displeasurable for you to see, this patch on top of a patch. Tlai al gabe tlai. You don't like that, but it's on the soul. So your friend doesn't see it. V'chein bevesa. And so too, when you're at home. And so too, it's the rainy season. So therefore, if it's on the soul and your friend can't see it, even though you know about it. If you're in your house and your friend can't see it, even though you know about it. If it's during the rainy season when the mud obscures the view of the patches and your friend can't see it, so you're cool. You don't have to worry about it. You can wear a patch on a patch. However, we should still be makabel that rosham, receive that impact, that influence of looking at beauty in order to be matbiya on yourself, in order to instill within yourself this outlook, this perspective, this goal of looking aesthetically pleasing. With the development of the recognition, how much you have an obligation to feel the depth of the pain and pleasure of your friend. Invest effort in adding pleasure and joy to your friend. And to distance yourself from anything that causes any type of tsar, even in the furthest way. So therefore, we understand this Gemara b'siyata d'shmaya. Why, in these three cases, is it okay to wear a patch on a patch? And the answer is, because you shouldn't be too into your beauty, but it should be focused on your friend's feelings. It's not about me, it's about how I make other people feel. So therefore, if it's on the soul, if it's outside, if it's in my house, if it's in the rainy season, and in all these cases my friend isn't going to see it, it's not going to bother him so much or bother him at all. Therefore, it is permitted to wear a patch on top of a patch. But if it's the summer season, if you're walking outside, if it's on top of the shoe, so now people are going to see it. You don't want to have look at unsightly things on your friend. You shouldn't force your friend to look at unsightly things on you. In other words, we have to realize that we're living in the world and how we impact other people. So a person that doesn't brush his teeth, he doesn't take a shower, he smokes in public, anything somebody does that causes other people tsar must be avoided. So a person has to take that into account when he acts the way he acts, when he talks the way he talks, always taking other people's feelings into account. So we've seen from the various mamarim of the Gemara that yes, it's good to look good, it's good to be clean, everything is good, that's good. But A, not to overdo it, and B, the weight of the matter should be focused on your friend and how he feels. And for you it should be less important, even though for us also we should care about beauty, but not too much. And then the Rav goes on to say that we have three different categories here. One is what your friend sees in nature. One is what your friend, one is relating to the place. And the third is relating to the time. What does your friend see? What's on top of your shoe, not on the bottom of your shoe? What's the right place? The place is in your home, but not on the street, not outside. And what's the time? The summer, and not the winter. In other words, the time not to wear it is the summer, whereas in the winter you may. The time not to wear it is on the street, but at home you may. The mitzvah teva and yanim, what a person normally sees, is on top of the shoe and not on bottom of the shoe. So therefore we have to be careful in all these areas, mitzvah teva, mitzvah hamako, mitzvah hazman, to cause our friend no tsar. And use this really as a binyan av, as a topology, as a model, as a paradigm for life. There's so many different cases. So in all cases, we should bein mitzad ha-teva, bein mitzad ha-makom, bein mitzad ha-zman, we should be careful to only to bring our friend koras ruach and pleasure. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we learned this Gemara, and I hope to continue in this Ein Hayah series, because it's so amazing. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.